Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Marathon work in the House of Representatives as Republicans push to get reluctant members of the party to sign on to the Trump spending bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says House Speaker Johnson wants final action soon.
He wants this bill, the overall bill, final passage, to happen by Thursday. It could come later tonight, but likely tomorrow.
Officials in New Orleans under fire after last week's big jailbreak. Five inmates are still on the loose. Sheriff Susan Hudson.
As your sheriff, I take full accountability for this failure, and it is my responsibility to make sure it is addressed with urgency and transparency.
They're cleaning up in parts of six states in the South after a spate of tornadoes yesterday. This man says he had little to no warning at his home in Arkansas.
I heard the roof fall in the living room. And I heard water going all over the house, but we never got was getting wet.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering regulations on AI images, but the federal government could get in the way, Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Sharing AI-generated deepfake images could soon be a felony in Wisconsin. The state Senate approved a measure in a unanimous vote last week. The senator who authored the bill says the law is needed to keep up with technology and to protect people from harassment and intimidation. The bill now moves to the Assembly for further debate.
Meanwhile, Congress is considering a bill that includes many initiatives from the Trump administration, including cuts to Medicare and tax cuts. Also included in that bill is a provision added by the Republicans that would ban states from attempting to regulate AI for 10 years. More than 100 organizations have signed onto a letter to Congress saying not allowing states to implement and enforce their own laws on AI could cause harm. President Donald Trump has already rolled back some AI rules put in place by former President Joe Biden. Law enforcement in Neillsville is warning that local businesses should inspect U.S. currency carefully, especially $100 bills. Fake bills have been discovered in circulation. At a quick glance, they may look real, but if you examine them, you will clearly see the phrase, "for motion picture use only." It appears across the top on the front of the bill and at the bottom on the back side. Possession of these bills is not illegal, however, attempting to use them as real money is a crime. Be sure to double-check all large bills before accepting them. If you find a fake, hold on to it or call the local police and they will come and collect it. The Nakusa VFW will be hosting Memorial Day services at the Port Edward Cemetery. The service will begin at 10 a.m. on Monday and music will be provided by the Port Edwards High School Band. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Home runs for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night, 5-2. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Tarang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Rhys busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets the second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball or other at-bats. You know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won three in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost eight in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he see so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because the offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today, with high temperatures still cool, only scraping about 50. Thankfully, the winds are much calmer today, but scattered showers still continue. The rain will start to wind down overnight, then the sunshine returns tomorrow and so do 60-degree temps. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy midweek. Happy Wednesday. Congressman Mark Pocan will be with us in just a moment for the entire hour. It's Middays with Mark, our National Progressive Town Hall. For the hour, with your calls, with the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. The telephone number for, if you're one of our new listeners, we've gotten a number of new stations recently, is 202-808-9925, and lines are open right now. Also, the second hour of our program, the biggest political con of the last century unmasked. This thing started out with the two Santa Claus strategy, you know, run up big debts when Republicans are in the White House, squeal about the debt when Democrats are in the White House to force Democrats to kill their own social programs. But it has metastasized into something that is actually gutting the American government itself. It's destroying our reputation around the world. It is setting up massive levels of death and disease for Americans right now. This I'm talking about, you know, the Republican budget in large part. Why? Why is it that they want to kneecap America? Why, you know, did Vladimir Putin tell Trump to do this? I mean, is it that he hates this country? I mean, what's going on here? We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, United Health paying nursing homes to reduce hospital transfers and cut back on services. This is a pretty shocking story that The Guardian released this morning. I'll share that with you in the second hour of the program, too. And also a crazy alert, right-wingers believing Russian propaganda that is really designed to cause death in America. You know, the propaganda that COVID vaccine is bad for you. They're insisting that Biden's cancer came from the COVID shot. Yeah, right. We'll talk about that. In the third hour of our program, a world news summary, as Israel starves and destroys Gaza, Orban has a bigger plan to muzzle dissent ahead of the upcoming Hungarian election. You know, it's still a little less than a year away. And are we seriously now sending migrants to South Sudan? It appears that we've already sent a plane full of migrants to South Sudan. I worked in South Sudan. South Sudan is an absolute hellhole. I mean, I've been to Juba. I've been up near Darfur. I've been all over the country. It is one of the poorest countries in the world. There's virtually no infrastructure. You know, the diseases are just wild there. And we're dropping people who are not Sudanese. They're not even Africans. They're mostly Asians. Dumping them in South Sudan. This is... Now, what the hell is the Trump administration up to? So we'll get into all that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, Congressman Mark Pocan is on the line with us. He represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin. He's the current member and chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. He's the co-founder and co-chair of the Labor Caucus, chair of the Congressional Equality Caucus. His website is pocan.house.gov, P-O-C-A-N.house.gov. And on Blue Sky, it's also pocan.house.gov. Congressman, welcome back to the program. I'm wondering what's on the top of your mind today.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me, Tom. Honestly, this is Big beautiful bill for billionaires week, right? This is the Republicans had, Sunday night at 10 o'clock at night, they had the budget committee come and meet, and they had to make some of their members vote present to advance it. All kinds of fights among Republicans who want to cut more, who want bigger tax breaks for wealthier people, a lot of mess going on. And then at 1 a.m. last night, they started the Rules Committee meeting, which I believe is still meeting, at least last I looked, with hundreds of amendments. And, Mike Johnson, the Speaker, is trying to get this done this week. There's a part of me that says, let the House pass this awful bill because this is going to be different by the time the Senate gets done with it and has to come back. But this is really devastating in not addressing rising costs for Americans, but it is cutting health care, cutting food assistance, cutting money for education. And it's going to have a lot of really negative impacts for working people and people aspiring to be in the middle class.
Well, Medicaid is supplemental to, it fills in that 20% gap for low-income people on Medicare. And it also covers a lot of nursing home care for people who are also on Medicare or, otherwise over 65. I believe it was the Congressional Budget Office just issued a report yesterday saying that these Medicaid cuts will produce a $500 billion cut in Medicare. I heard one reference to this last night on MSNBC. I've not seen it or heard it mentioned even once this morning on CNN. I've been monitoring while I'm doing show prep here. But I've seen the report. I mean, this seems solid. Are your colleagues pointing this out? This seems like it should be the biggest story of the day.
The pace that they are going on right now with this, we have no information about what's in the bill. Literally from looking at the various committees, we're trying to get action, but they rushed this through last week. They rushed it through budget. In the middle of the night, they're trying to do the forcing the vote on rules to get it to the floor. And we are literally still learning what's in this bill, this big, beautiful bill for billionaires, because that's what it's all about, right? It's about this tax cut for Elon Musk and Donald Trump. And, by the way, all the BS yesterday about Elon Musk saying he's officially stepping back. Tom, color me. I do not believe that. Let's put it that way. I think he's being held in the back closet because they don't want his face with the American people seeing him, but he's still in the room. And even yesterday, Secretary Duffy showed up at one of his companies and was there on TV helping to promote, him. Look, Elon Musk is still very involved, but they realize how bad, his public relations is. But if we don't know what's in the bill and no secretary can tell you what's being cut because DOGE is doing it, like, this is so... I've been doing this for 30 years, and I've never seen anything this much of a mess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the jig is up. They're not even bothering anymore to say, oh, yeah, this will all trickle down, don't worry. And, we've got to defend the job created. All this BS that actually flew back during the Reagan administration. Nobody's buying this crap anymore.
No, all we know is, as we start getting some of this information out, people who make the least are going to be taxed more in this country. People who make the most are going to get a big, big benefit in tax breaks. And along the way, in order to pay for that tax cut, they're going to take away a lot of things that real people, middle class people and those aspiring to be in the middle class benefit from. So we're paying for this tax cut no matter how you look at it. So, the cynical part of me says, fine, this ensures that we have a Democratic majority next year. But the part that cares about people is saying once this passes, people will start to see the effects. You're not seeing them yet because it hasn't passed. But it's going to hurt a lot of people and a lot of people who voted for Donald Trump. And, a number of people say, well, too bad they voted for Trump. Well, I have to care about everybody and I worry about everybody who's going to be hurt. Unfortunately, too many people will find out too late.
But, during each one of the years of Joe Biden's presidency, taxes went up on average working people because when they did their tax breaks the last time in 2017, the Trump tax break, the tax breaks for billionaires didn't expire, but the tax breaks for average working people did expire on a step-by-step basis in the years after Trump left office. And it looks like they're going to do the same thing, that they're going to give a tax deduction for tips and and Social Security earnings, but it's only going to last for 3 or 4 years, you know, until the end of the Trump administration. And the, you know, and the taxes will go up substantially on average working people, but not until after Trump is out of office. Do you think that they'll succeed in pulling the wool over Americans' eyes this way?
That's what they're trying. But, you know, I got to tell you, unfortunately, I'm becoming a bit jaded when it comes to campaign finance reform. I mean, until we get rid of Citizens United and act to change it, you know, people in elected office are going to take care of the people who fund their campaigns, because the number one priority for too many elected officials is just to come back to office, not what they do while they're here. Hence the Republicans right now, they don't even know the details of what they're voting on. They're going to move forward. But this is their donor class. This is the donor base that gives money. This is Elon Musk, who bought a presidency with $200+ million in the last election. And I have to admit, I'm a bit sad as I look at how this unfolds.
I get it. 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls for Congressman Mark Pocan.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
He's the chairman emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, represents the 2nd District of Wisconsin, taking your calls for the hour. It's Middays with Mark, with Congressman Mark Pocan. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, Memorial Day isn't just about barbecues and sunshine anymore. CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale. Right now, save up to 40% site-wide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready with natural solutions for better sleep, less stress, and pain after exercise. Look, there's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery is different. Their hemp is grown right here in the U.S. It's third-party tested, free from artificial dyes and fillers, just clean, powerful, plant-based relief. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. They even have something for pets. My favorite products are their sleep gummies. They really work. And now's your chance to stock up and save during their Memorial Day sale. Save up to 40% off with the code VIP. Visit cbdistillery.com and use my promo code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com and the code is VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
They came with swords, they came
and welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan on the line with us, taking your calls for the hour. Karen in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Hartman and Congressman Pocan. Here's my question, as dumb as it sounds. How can they make tax cuts permanent?
You put in whether or not there's a sunset date, essentially, and the tax cuts that benefit the wealthiest, they've not put those dates in as opposed to the dates that are sunsetting for taxes that are going to benefit, so-called benefit the middle class. So that's the way they do it. Often it's for the overall cost of the bill. But, you know, if you're really neglecting working people, that's exactly what they're doing. We need to at least share that information.
Peter in Cambridge, Wisconsin, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, I wanted to give the congressman's staff a compliment before I ask my question. I am one of those people that's kind of in limbo on a student loan, and I contacted the office, your office, and was able to be put in touch with somebody who was actually knowledgeable on the subject, and I got some really good information, helpful information. So I really appreciate that. And I just want to encourage people to, as you say, call your congressman about things like that. They really do help. My question is, what is the status of heating subsidies in Congress? Is there any chance that those will be saved this year?
And I didn't hear which subsidy. I apologize,
heating.
Tom. Pardon?
Heating, H-E-A-T-I.
Ah, heating, the LIHEAP money, yeah. Peter. So first of all, thanks from my district. Thanks for calling. And to your advice, you're right. That's the reason I always say contact your member of the House or Senate, because sometimes we have that special hotline and can help folks. So I'm glad we could help out, Peter. You know, this is one of the many things we're figuring out in this bill, where they're taking away programs that benefit people, you know, who are of the lowest income and those who are, you know, middle class, in order to pay for this tax cut. And LIHEAP, the program you're talking about that provides the heating assistance, is one of those that they're trying to cut. So we'll see as this bill progresses. Again, it's been an all-night hearing in the dark of night at the Rules Committee to try to advance this to the floor. Just remember, the Senate's cuts were 2% of what the House has proposed to cut. So my hope is that some of the more egregious cuts, like the LIHEAP cuts, are ones that we can try to save yet. But right now for the House, these are the red meat eaters. I'm not sure you're going to see it saved out of the bill that comes from the House.
Susan in Caldwell, Idaho. You're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Congressman, here's an issue that really needs to be investigated by Congress in its role in funding Medicare and Medicaid. I'm a veteran of 20 years, a 40-year retired RN, 20 years in the long-term rehab industry. The Guardian's head article today is UnitedHealthcare in its scheme to prevent transfers of nursing home patients to hospital-level care. And they have a tip line request in that article, and I'm appealing to any nurse out there in America, please look up this Guardian article and tell them what you know. I have so many examples of nursing homes, rehab centers, trying to keep me from having a patient transferred for higher level of care. Oh, here's an example. I find on my handheld device that your blood sugar is over 600. At that level, there's no possible way I can handle this. At that level, the cells are responding and the electrolytes are going wacky in the bloodstream, causing problems with the heart and everything else. But they want me, my management in the nursing home, wants me to keep that patient there, where I have 20 other patients, and I'm supposed to be able to assess them every 15 minutes. And without the availability of an actual hospital laboratory, assess what's going on with their systems. This is how they work. And this is a system-wide problem. It's not just UnitedHealthcare. I want to see some action. What can you do?
Yeah, Susan, I mean, there's a lot we could do around healthcare that Congress clearly is not doing. Many of us support things like Medicare for All to make it that we're not the only industrialized nation that doesn't have universal healthcare. But also, you know, we have problems around Medicare Advantage programs where people don't get the same care as you do on Medicare, but people don't know the difference. They don't really know that they're on a private plan. In your case, I think the advice is strong. You know, the only way we can find out, Tom, things that are happening right now negatively is when we kind of anecdotally collect those. And that's why it's so important to do, again, what Peter had recommended, is reaching out to your member of Congress, because that's how I get the stories of what's being cut, because we have no idea. We're not getting any reports from federal agencies or what's happening. It's from articles like what Susan's talking about in The Guardian, and it's from calls we get to the office. So we really do appreciate when people notify us of things like that.
Yeah, the Guardian story is really shocking. I'm going to do a riff on it later on in the program. These are all Medicare Advantage people who are in nursing homes, and they're basically preventing them from getting more expensive care when they need it. And in fact, they're even taking people who have said, you know, if I have a problem, please resuscitate me, and coding them as do not resuscitate. Just let them die.
I mean, thanks to your listeners, Tom, you know, we've got more members working on this issue than ever. And we actually are finding a way. We've got some bills that are still in drafting, taking a very long time, but to simplify some of the problems with Medicare Advantage so the average person can understand a little more. But, you know, the problem is RFK Jr., when I asked him a question in my committee last week on this issue, he said he has Medicare Advantage. He thinks it runs perfectly. And, unfortunately, the fox is guarding the hen house. Comes to Medicare Advantage.
To the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls. Middays with Mark. We'll be right back on the other side of this break with more of your calls for Congressman Pocan. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom. I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's Free Prints or freeprints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
At Straight Talk, we are.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More tornadoes were found as NWS continues to survey damage across the state after last Thursday's severe weather. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The National Weather Service Milwaukee confirms 7 tornadoes touched down in southern Wisconsin. This puts the state total at 12 tornadoes occurring on Thursday, May 15th. The newest added to the list Monday were in Sauk and Columbia counties. Rock Springs was given the strength rated at an EF0 with 70-mile-per-hour winds. It wasn't on the ground long. The other was in Portage and rated an EFU. Yep, you heard that right. That means unknown. The National Weather Service thinks it went through only a marsh and no damage was done. They say multiple videos and calls reported a brief touchdown along I-39, but surveys could not find damage along any roadways, suggesting a touchdown may have happened in the Baraboo River Waterfowl Production Area or Pine Island State Wildlife Area. Ratings for twisters are based on the damage seen. That's how the meteorologists are able to determine wind speeds of the tornado based on the damage. So when a tornado tears through a field, the strength can't be measured. A total of 4 EF2s ravaged parts of the state that night, and a total of 5 EF1s, 2 EF0s, and 1 EFU.
The staff at Jackson County Parks and Trails is warning ATV and UTV drivers to be careful when driving on roads in towns between the trails. They've received reports that town roads are being damaged. If this continues to happen, ATV and UTV drivers could lose access to being allowed on these roads. They are important connector paths to get from trail to trail. Jackson County staff ask that drivers operate with respect on any town roads. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today, with high temperatures still cool, only scraping about 50. Thankfully, the winds are much calmer today, but scattered showers still continue. The rain will start to wind down overnight. Then, the sunshine returns tomorrow, and so do 60-degree temps. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect to people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome artist and co-director of the Door County Contemporary Art Fair, Shane McAdam. And Travel Wisconsin's senior communication specialist, Logan Rogge, talks about upcoming events.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 4. Till 8.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Back 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Mark Pocan with us for the hour, taking your calls, Middays with Mark and David in Columbus, Ohio, listening to WGRN. You are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Hi, Representative. I noticed that there seems to be a split now between the Trump administration and Israel as far as supporting the oil countries, and this could also reduce the impacts of that Israel lobby, which I think has way too much influence on our elections and is funding the Republicans, really. I mean, I would like to see much more thought going into our foreign policies in the Middle East rather than just a knee-jerk reaction to Israel lobby. So what do you think? Is this split happening, or am I just imagining it?
No, I mean, there is a issue for Donald Trump in that he's obviously trying to get closer to some of the Arab countries for himself, not for the country, but because of his own profiteering for his own family. And based on that, they do not support the attacks that continue to pummel and kill people in Gaza in the starvation right now, Tom. I mean, the article yesterday, 14,000 kids could die in the next couple of days if they don't have some food coming in. I mean, it was more than 14,000, I'm sorry, but anyway, clearly what's going on is indefensible at every level by Benjamin Netanyahu. He is a war criminal and should be tried, but that's not the reason Donald Trump cares about the issue. Donald Trump cares about the issue because he's got financial interest in some countries and he's got to play it, and he doesn't know how to play it right now. That's what I'm reading out of it, is he just doesn't know how to move forward on this. But the bottom line is, you know, it's time for the world community to kind of seriously take on Benjamin Netanyahu and what he's doing, because you know, going into Gaza, taking over more of Gaza, not allowing aid in, allowing a little bit of aid in, but not really getting it to people, and you having kids literally starve to death, there's absolutely no excuse for, and we cannot in any way allow our country or other countries to stand by that. It's time for real action. And Donald Trump's not doing anything for the right reason. He's Donald Trump at his core, but we do need to do more. The world community needs to do more.
Jim in Cottonwood, California, you're on the air with Representative Pocan. Jim in Cottonwood, watching on Free Speech TV. Going once, going twice. John in Bend, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Hi, Congressman Pocan. Thank you for taking my call today, and thank you for the work you do for the progressive agenda.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering today if you've heard of a gentleman named Walter Membane. He's a leading authority on election integrity in the United States. And the reason that I'm asking is because his findings echo Nathan Taylor of Election Truth Alliance and Smart Elections in regards to the serious problems that they're having with the tallying machines and the election in the swing states, and not just Pennsylvania, which is one of the main ones that they talk about, but in all of the swing states, there was issues with the elections that I'm not hearing about. And Nathan Taylor has all of the numbers and broke it all down so that people can easily understand. So I'm wondering if you have looked into that or if you know anything about that.
Yeah, John, I haven't seen, I don't know who that person is. I can tell you, being coming from a swing state, we have not had that be an issue, really, as we're looking at it. You know, we've certainly had concerns about laws that disenfranchise voters, which many, many states have, and that's something that is completely avoidable. But we have not seen the direct impact on at least the equipment and the tallying in Wisconsin, but that's all I can really speak of.
Ron, in Liverpool, Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yeah, keep up the good work, fellas.
Thank you.
We need to start hearing facts from our congressmen and senators when they're on TV and on mainstream media about how when you add up the last five tax cuts for the rich, it adds up to the whole debt. The last three Republican presidents ended their terms with economies worse than what they inherited. Democrats have created 50 million jobs to 1 million for Republicans. Tax cuts for the rich do not create jobs. And 9 out of the last 10 recessions happened under Republican presidents. We need to keep pounding these points home. We need to hear it on TV so even the American idiots who watch Fox News get it. Just tell your congressmen and senators to start repeating these facts, especially the one about the whole debt would be covered if we didn't give tax cuts to the rich.
Yeah, Ron, you make a strong point. I've heard people say it. So just sometimes it depends what gets picked up by some of the media outlets. But, you know, another number, and I'm not sure if this has changed from the bill that they're trying to get through rules, but the original reconciliation bill they were advocating for, the debt right now is about $36 trillion. It would rise by 2035 to $50 trillion because of what you were just talking about, those tax cuts for the wealthiest. So even with their fake revenue coming in from tariffs, their cuts that may or may not happen, even with all that funding, it still would increase the debt to $50 billion, and they don't care. So it is important to mention.
Yeah, we did the math on this on the air a couple of weeks ago. And if you add up the impact of the Reagan tax cuts, which has been 40 years now, 43 years, and then the Bush tax cuts and then the Trump tax cuts, it comes out to a little over $20 trillion. And we're at $36 trillion now, right?
36, yeah.
So it comes to a little over $30 trillion, and then when you add the $6 trillion from the two wars that George W. Bush lied us into, you've got the entire deficit: three tax cuts and two illegal wars. It's you can easily document it, and they never mention this stuff on television.
Yeah, and what Ron said is also true. This doesn't create any jobs. This doesn't do anything to stimulate the economy. It doesn't do anything to lower costs. This just makes sure that the donor class, like Elon Musk and Donald Trump, get a tax break.
There you go. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia, you are on the air with Representative Pocan.
Thanks for taking my call, Tom, and hello, Representative Pocan. I stayed up live posting on Blue Sky that hearing from 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm truly exhausted.
Oh, my.
but two things I wanted to point out. This is not so much a question, Congressman Pocan, but it is two things I wanted to point out. Tom, you were talking about the issue regarding the impact on Medicaid. Representative Boyle at roughly 2:30 this morning said the breaking news out of this should be, and he was citing CBO information, is that passing the bill will have a direct impact on Medicaid, and I believe he also said Medicare,
yes,
because the bill does not waive and remains subject to PAYGO. So that was the first thing. But then, after back and forth with Jody Arrington, who kept insisting, no, no, this will bring down our deficit. We have to do this because it will bring down our deficit. the thing that that Representative Boyle said was that he listed several financial organizations that say the bill raises the deficit, including citing the Cato Institute, not a liberal organization. And he basically said to Arrington, for you to be right, all of these other financial experts, well-respected in the world, would have to be wrong. And I think that's the thing we have to hammer home. They keep insisting on something that every other expert says is wrong, that it will raise the deficit. Yeah. So I just thought I would point that out.
Are they still pushing this stuff, Congressman, that tax cuts pay for themselves? I mean, it's been disproven so many times.
they are tying themselves in such knots because there's a contingent of people who want deeper cuts. There's a contingent of people that want deeper cuts to programs. I'm sorry, the first group. Another group that wants deeper cuts to rich folks through the state and local tax deduction. There's a group that doesn't want as deep a cuts because they know the Senate only had 2% of the cuts of the House. So if they vote for these big cuts, the final bill won't have that, but they're going to be on the hook for these cuts. And they don't know what's in the bill to begin with. That's part of the problem because they're rushing it through the process. So I would not want to be a Republican these days unless I had a sponsorship from Depends, because you know there's a lot of problems with this bill. And we can't wait to talk about it. But if they really rush it through, this will be, I think, Mike Johnson's biggest mistake, because there's going to be so many things that they have voted for that they didn't know they voted for, that, as Marie said, is just absolutely factual, even from conservative groups. And there will be severe prices to be paid electorally for that.
There you go. When Cato says it, Cato, the former Charles Koch Foundation, says it, you've got a problem. Yeah. We'll be right back with Congressman Mark Pocan.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
His website is Pocan.House.gov. That's also his Blue Sky handle. We'll be right back with your calls for the Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Ohio State, and more. From the first touchdown to the fifth quarter, game days in Madison are packed with excitement, tradition, and unforgettable memories. Seats and tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot and make sure you don't miss a moment of the action next season. Visit UWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to secure your seat today. Wisconsin football game day starts here, and we'll see you at Camp Randall.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The New Hampshire Senate killed a bill requiring absentee voters to include copies of citizenship documents when requesting or returning absentee ballots. In a separate court case in April, voters challenged the state's proof of citizenship law for in-person registration. For decades, a prospective New Hampshire voter could provide documents to prove domicile and U.S. citizenship when registering to vote, or when those documents weren't available, use a sworn affidavit under penalty of fines or imprisonment. Under that system, there has never been any evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in New Hampshire. Then in 2024, New Hampshire became one of the first states to further restrict its proof of citizenship rules. It ended use of affidavits entirely, requiring voters to provide documentary birth certificate, U.S. passport, naturalization papers, or other documents proving citizenship to register. No documents, no voting. HB 217 went even further, requiring absentee ballot users, including nursing home and homebound voters, to provide those documents with their absentee requests and ballots. Fortunately for Grandma, the bill was killed May 15th. April 23rd, arguments by pro-voter groups were heard in federal district court in an effort to strike down the 2024 proof of citizenship law after dozens were turned away in local elections earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Ever worried about getting coverage of the pre-existing health condition? Well, SelectQuote partners with carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. High blood pressure, no problem. Diabetes, that's fine too. Even if you have heart disease, SelectQuote partners with carriers that can cover those conditions and others. And if you have no major health issues, they work with carriers that can get you same-day coverage with no medical exam required. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. So head over to selectquote.com/Tom, and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. That's selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, selectquote.com/Tom. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls. Carol in Valencia, you are on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Yes, good morning, Congressman Pocan. Yesterday, Tom had Dr. Erwin Chemerinsky on, who is the Dean of Law at UC Berkeley. He said something that was very frightening, that there is a provision in this budget bill that would prohibit the Supreme Court from stopping the Trump administration.
It eliminates the power of courts to hold people in contempt of court
on a fairly
selective basis. So that's your question, Carol?
My question is, are you aware of this? And is the delegation aware of it? And can it be taken out? And can you get it to the Senate and make sure that they know it?
Thank you, Carol.
Yeah, so we're learning a lot that's in the bill right now because they're rushing it. I think I just saw something else, Tom, where they took away some kind of a tax on tanning beds also. Like, you know, they're just throwing in all kinds of stuff. And this is, you know, supposedly what a number of Republicans said they didn't want to ever do again. So we'll see where this winds up. Do Democrats have the ability with our votes, Carol, to take away a provision like that? No. It could be an amendment that gets proposed. And if we get a floor vote, maybe we could find the Republicans. But the Rules Committee that's meeting all night with this, you know, this is a fake process that they're doing. If they don't allow a vote on that, then it would still be in there. You'd have to count on the reconciliation with the Senate to take care of it.
Steve in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, you are on the air with Rep. Pocan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So much to talk about. I guess mainly I don't, you guys have a public information plan? You don't see a lot of, I see the Republicans using commercials, for example, Homeland Security Barbie there, out touting how great the plan was, using taxpayers' dollars for a commercial on how great the president is with immigration. Why do not the Democrats use more of a public information message continuously? I mean, almost every day you could put out a counter with their own words and show them saying it. Yeah. And a different example on the other side.
Yeah, let me just add to that, Steve. Congressman, I'm getting calls from people, mostly in swing states, who are telling me that there are ads running right now on television in their states talking about how wonderful Donald Trump is and how wonderful the Republicans are. It just message ads that sound like campaign ads, and we're, you know, a long way away from the campaigns. This goes back to Reagan's idea of the 24/7, 365 campaign. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I can't tell you what the DNC is doing because it's a separate entity completely. And I'm not sure who's doing some of those ads for Donald Trump. I know there are groups like Main Street or Main Street something. It's like a moderate Republican group that's been doing ads in swing districts for people. I do think you're going to see us talking about via paid advertising from members what some of what we know is in the bill. 14 million Americans losing health care because of this bill, millions of people losing food assistance. Those two in particular, I know we're really trying to make sure people understand what's out there, who's impacted. So yes, there actually is a bit of a plan. However, all these things that you see usually are done by different outside groups, and we don't have a budget per se, other than individual members can put things out in our districts. We can't do it broader. And if the DNC doesn't necessarily take it on, it would be coming out of other groups. And the Republicans have a number of those groups right now providing cover. Their main argument, by the way, is complete BS, that this is about waste, fraud, and abuse they're cleaning up, and real people, so to speak, won't be cut. That's complete BS, and we're getting that information out.
There you go. Leslie in Wichita, Kansas, you're on the air with Congressman Pocan.
Congressman, this is a request, kind of. Would you ever consider coming to Wichita, Kansas? No one pays attention to us here. No one. And it would rattle some of the Republicans here just a little bit, have a little fun.
Yeah, Leslie, I'll tell you, I am in my leadership's ear a lot. I think we need a week where we go into 50 Republican districts and do town halls. I'm going to do one in my neighboring 3rd Congressional District over the break on the 31st. I'm going to be up in Eau Claire doing one at 10 a.m. in Eau Claire. And I think we should have 50 of us doing it in 1 week, because for me, Tom, it's not about the he said, she said, the facts of the bill, because sometimes people are going to argue what something actually means. If you're afraid to have a town hall and talk about a bill that's supposed to be good, it doesn't pass the smell test. If you're hiding, you won't do town halls. So let's go into Republican districts and expose them for the stink that comes out of this bill. And then we'll define it if they're afraid to, because we'll talk about the truth. And I just think that has to be a focus. To me, that's the number one thing we could and should do.
Yeah. How many of your colleagues are actually doing these town halls in red districts?
More and more, and that's why I think if we tried this, we could do 50 in a week. We could go into 50 Republican districts and do this. And for some, I think they think we wait till the bill's done because a lot is in flux. But I'll tell you, every time I've done this, people want to be heard. You're allowing that to happen, just like Leslie said in Wichita. Mm-hmm. And also, you're getting the truth out, and it puts real pressure on members who are just too afraid to talk about the bill.
So 15 seconds, thoughts on the coming weeks?
If we don't pass, even if we do pass the bill in the House, everyone's home next week. It's a great opportunity to corner your member of Congress or Senate and let them know what you think about their scam to provide a tax break to the wealthiest at your expense.
So next week, the House is on recess. What is that, Memorial Day recess?
Yes, Memorial Day week. Yep. Yeah. And it's a great opportunity.
And it just lasts 1 week.
Yes, correct.
Yep. Okay. Congressman, it is always such an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you so much for making time in your schedule for this.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom, as always. Always enjoy this. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll be back on the other side of this break. The biggest political con of the last century unmasked. What's the real agenda of the GOP? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended...
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A scramble in the House of Representatives as Republicans try to tweak and line up GOP holdouts to pass President Trump's spending bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
It is preparing this bill to go to the full House floor and including potentially any changes that we have not yet seen in the actual text of the bill.
Well, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the Justice Department is moving to end investigations and proposed police consent decrees in Minneapolis and Louisville.
Louisville was accused of excessive force, including excessive use of neck restraints, police dogs, and tasers. Minneapolis has been under scrutiny from the feds ever since the murder of George Floyd.
Target reported a sales drop in the first quarter of the year. Strategist Bob Dahl.
Consumers are being a bit more cautious. The soft data, sentiment data, has fallen off a cliff for the consumer. Actual spending numbers have not. They've weakened a bit.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
James here.